Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of the DJV program. It's Wednesday, December the 15th. The Ides of December are upon us, and you're about to hear lots of opinions and facts and stories and thoughts. That's what it's all about here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, that's the D. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, the J's. And Victoria Keelan is here as the V. Hello and welcome to some new friends that we have found, and they will find us. Probably will grow, the number will grow over the next month, 2, 3, 4 years, exponentially. A shout out to the folks listening to all the radio stations in the Finger Lakes region of York State. My daughter, I always did that. Maybe I should use New York State because the people up there don't know about my sense of humor yet, right? Is that? We'll try that for a while. All right, the giggles come from Victoria Keelan. There are several Biden-related items that have value to discuss. At least I see them, and it seems to me they're of value. A number of hospitals, ladies, dropping vaccine requirements for staff in the wake of these court rulings that have blocked the White House's vaccine rule for a lot of health care centers. So the staff shortage thing has become the number one reason before it. And it would seem to me that some common sense ought to have gone into that beforehand. But I'm not, you know, that's not necessarily a critical shot. It's just part of the figuring all of this out. Maybe what it does is show the people in the White House now and before and before and before are just people. They make mistakes. There is probably nothing, at least that I can think of at the moment, and I'm sure Jennifer will come up with something, that I don't, the word isn't egregious. It just seems like it's, and thoughtless isn't even the right word, it's naive, maybe. Is that the word for it? To require, to make people who don't want to have it, if you tell them the reasons, especially what surprises people is that folks in hospitals that work on the staff of hospitals, some doctors even, don't want to get the shots. Okay, what do they know that we don't know is the question that people like me who have had the shots want to know. And then the
but
other
like
side
99.8% or some crazy super high number of doctors in this country have been vaccinated and boosted. So it's a very small percentage. I mean, I know the news media is covering this, and it feels like most hospitals have, you know, mostly unvaccinated.
Right. Everybody's
people.
Unvaccinated.
It's totally not the case. Yeah. You know, in some cases, it's like a few people in each hospital. But I don't know. I mean, for me, we know a lot of doctors, and I go to various doctors who you know, lined up immediately.
Some
to
of
get
my
the
best
vaccine.
Friends are doctors.
Well, it's our family friends, yeah. I mean, like, you know, parents are doctors, 3 kids are doctors, I mean, like, you know, extended families, and all of them lined up immediately to get the vaccine. And it's not just for them, it was for their families and for their patients. Like, if both of my parents or either of my parents had to go into the hospital, I would want to make sure that the nurses and doctors caring for them are vaccinated. I don't want my parents to be treated by any doctor or nurse that isn't vaccinated.
The rule here in Massachusetts is, if you go into any medical facility, you have to have a mask. Mm-hmm. I gave blood the other day, and they have continued. They don't force you to put the stuff on your hands, because I don't do that and won't do that. But I do wear a mask, and they want me to have a new one.
Do you guys still have the indoor mask mandate? Because when we were visiting in the end of September,
only
all of Massachusetts had the indoor mask mandate.
Yeah, no, it's not a mandate.
That went away.
A lot of people are wearing. I will tell you that if you go into a restaurant or you go into a mall or you're in an enclosed area, there are a lot of people. But the Baker administration, the governor here, has walked away from, there were a lot of people suggesting, well, make that mandate because we got this new kind of, we got the new COVID, and so we got to make, no, he said no.
And I'm glad. I'm happy for you because California's not like that at all.
No,
California
14 out of 100,000 people have COVID, and so they now have the mask mandate going. And it's cases. It's, you know, it's just so frustrating because it's cases that they count, not actual severe cases or cases that require hospitalization. Could be people that just test positive that have no symptoms, or who test positive and are having light or mild symptoms and they're treating at home.
They stay at home, yeah.
And there's,
I agree with you. I totally agree with
you. By the number
you.
Of cases,
yeah.
And that
it should really, I know, it really should. The fear mongering, which, you know, sometimes, you know, Doug and I disagree on the level of fear mongering, but I do think that we do need to look at who's being hospitalized, how overwhelmed are hospital systems, because that's the most important thing. And yeah, and if you're testing positive, okay, well, some people don't even know they have it, other than the fact that maybe for their job or maybe before a family gathering, they take a test and then they realize, oh, crap, I have it and I didn't even know. And that happens a lot. And then other people get it really badly. Billie Eilish was just telling Howard Stern how she thought she was going to die even though she was vaccinated. She was so sick with COVID in August. Then she had it for 2 months and still has side effects from it. So, and she's, you know, 19. So it just, it depends. It's different for every person.
I think it's interesting to note Jay, who is down in Nashville but comes from Cleveland originally, one of the largest and most respected groups, the Cleveland Clinic, has walked away from the vaccine requirement. And you look at a list of hospitals around the country, there are about 300 of them that have said, no, we're not going to mandate it. There are 500,000 employees just in those groups alone. And so what are they doing? They're educating, they're having classes, they're doing stuff that, I suppose, as a patient, there are a lot of things that doctors are being told the same as we. They remember at the beginning, we have two doctors, for those of you who are new to the program, that are associated with the show. One of them is Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist. The other one is Jack Stockwell, who is a chiropractor. They differ greatly in their approaches to this. In fact, Jack is very anti-vaccine and mask wearing and that sort of thing for a lot of different reasons. And Ken was one of the first people on board. He's a well-known cardiologist, not only in Florida, but around the country. He's a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. And he said, you know, I'm getting my shots right away. And that was I balance not only with the care that I get from the doctors that I have here in Massachusetts, but the doctors I have in California, where I am part of the time, and listening to all of them, and then thinking it through myself. I trust my gut a lot, and my gut told me that the best thing for me and my family was to have the shot. I'm not condemning or criticizing people for not doing it, but I don't think it's smart not to. That's kind of the approach that I've taken.
That's something most doctors in the U.S. are falling on the side of Dr. Ken.
Yeah.
You know, Jack is real. I love and adore Dr. Jack, and I think for nutrition advice, I've never known anyone who knows more about how, like, the human body
processes
foods.
And that's his approach, Victoria. He thinks that nutrition,
yeah,
you feed yourself well, it leads to a strong immune system, and that is the reason that
that most people will fight off the virus. I mean, the fear-mongering is that most people die or get traumatically ill.
That's
and
nonsense.
That is not the case.
That is not the numbers, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Even
and
the numbers
so,
are wrong.
Unfortunately, yeah,
No. I'm saying I agree with Jen.
People.
The numbers,
no,
she's
know.
Right.
I'm not, yeah,
yeah,
I'm
the numbers
it.
Show
yeah.
that most people do... It, like,
most people are going to get it, and they're going to recover.
It's
and that's like 99%.
Yeah.
You're right.
And that's why it's so sick about people losing their jobs for not getting vaccinated,
right.
Especially in the medical community, who, just last year were our heroes, and all of a sudden people are losing their jobs because of a personal choice they're making.
Think about it. It would be like, you know, finding out that someone has HIV and saying, well, you can't work here anymore. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's very discriminatory. It feels, and there's so many different risks that people take, whether it's smoking, whether it's doing drugs, whether it's eating too much, whether it's, you know, whatever it is that people have, are we going to start making those people lose their job because they're putting their health at risk? Is that going to be the next step?
It's really.
I mean, there's a guy who wrote for The Atlantic this weekend. His name is, I think it's David Frum is his name. And he suggested that hospitals quietly triage patients who are unvaccinated so that they get treatment last.
What if somebody has lupus or MS and chooses not to get the shot because they're having an outbreak of their disease and they chose not to get the virus? What if someone like me is afraid about being allergic? Am I supposed to be triaged last? I mean, the medical profession is supposed to do no harm, not prioritize who gets treatment.
Don't do it and die. That's kind
I mean, it's just, it's, where are we right now?
It's
it's like black or white. There's no
Jennifer,
gray.
Is that we have a very interesting situation in our country. We've always had, and the state borders are interesting. When you cross the border from California into Arizona, it feels like a different place. When you cross the border from Illinois into Iowa, it feels like a different place. When you cross the border from Florida into Georgia, it feels like, and Massachusetts into New Hampshire, I'd give you any number of examples of that. And we were talking yesterday about the Supreme Court allowing New York's vaccine mandate for health workers to stay in place. It really, some down to the state and sometimes down to the community, we have a very diverse country, and most people embrace it. Some of the things, some of the diversity is annoying to some of us, some of it is very troubling to some of us, and some of us just, okay, this is the way it is, and we make the best of it. As long as we're talking about Biden for a second, I see that Senator Rubio from Florida and Jim McGovern, who is a congressman from Massachusetts, were on top of the table with this compromise on the legislative text of the Forced Labor Prevention Act that's aimed at the Russians.
Chinese. This
is the
Uyghurs.
The Uyghur thing. Yeah,
the prison camps. I'm so happy that we have... This is a moment where we really all should be coming together. And naturally, we've been talking about this all week, how Nike should pull out of China. Coca-Cola is another one. Well, Nike and Coca-Cola are two major corporations who are against this bill. And what this bill does, and this is sort of in conjunction with what happened with the G7 last week, is that it bans all imports from this northwest region of Xinjiang in China, where all the Uyghurs are they're in forced labor camps. They're the ones making Nike shoes. And so this is a major step, and I'm really happy. And also 50% of the world's polysilicon which is a raw material that's used for solar panels and a lot of different tech stuff.
Chips.
Comes from that region. It's now banned. Now, this is going to, there will be a ripple effect. I mean, we might feel the pinch here as American consumers, but I still think this is so worth it. I'm really happy that the president signed this bill.
There are not two people that are more different in Congress than Rubio and McGovern.
I'm so happy they work together.
18 after the hour.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15%, 20%, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Flex Styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's .com for details.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's 23 after the hour now on our way to Christmas. Yeah, we're 10 days away from Christmas 2021. And there are all kinds of things that are in all of our... We have mistletoe. Visions of sugar plums dancing in our heads.
What is a sugar plum? Is it like a plum and sugar? Or?
Yeah, it's a sweet plum. Yes, of course. Yeah.
I never knew that either. Thank you for asking.
I was curious.
You can always count on me for a good snappy answer.
As someone who grew up in this century, I was always curious about it.
Right.
Oh, really sweet. Very nice. All right. Ben Affleck is in the trending news, Jay, but not necessarily with something that people are going to like to hear after this.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's limo needs to say, I do, to 4 commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, thoughts, ladies, about the Ben Affleck attribution to his problem and the connection to his former wife. I saw this and I thought, this is not a good...
I'm mad at him.
Impressed.
Yes! It's not a good look.
Ben, shut up!
Yeah.
Ben Affleck was on an episode of the Howard Stern Show to promote the Tender Bar, and he was sharing some details about why he and his wife had called it quits back in 2015, Jennifer Garner. And he was saying that they grew apart, they just had a marriage that didn't work, she's somebody he loved and respected, but they should just not be married. And that also kind of brought up an interview with the New York Times from last year where he pretty much said what happened was, as in terms of his marriage and his drinking, he used to be a quote-unquote normal drinker, and then he started drinking more as his marriage was falling apart, and then the marriage kept falling apart because of his drinking. And he also did acknowledge one of the things he said this week on the Howard Stern show was he would probably still be drinking if he were still married to Jennifer Garner. Maybe that's his truth, but dude, don't say that.
It's so unflattering to the mother of your kids.
Well,
who also drove him to rehab.
Yes, drove
everybody. Oh, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we all saw those pictures where they were already separated, and she's driving the father of her children to rehab because she's already given up on the marriage. The whole nanny situation, Jennifer Garner had even said in an interview that the nanny, with him sleeping with the kid's nanny, their marriage was already over. That wasn't the demise of the marriage. Their marriage was already over, and she's driving him to rehab. Come on, dude.
I feel like when it comes to Jennifer Garner, she is so well liked and liked by people.
Exactly.
I think she's like America's sweetheart, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come out, and even if you're just worried about your own image or saving yourself, you don't do it by, number one, attacking your kid's mom. Number two, attacking Jennifer Garner, who you know America really likes. You'd have to be under a rock to not realize that. And I have a lot of addicts around me, sadly. I have addiction in my family. I've had it in my friends' groups. And one of the top rules of getting sober and getting your life back on track is owning your addiction. So this tells me that he's one step away from drinking again if he's putting his drinking on anyone, especially his kid's mom.
Well, and see, I didn't take it as he was putting it on her, but more so the marriage. But still, it's still an excuse, and there are no excuses. You are responsible for yourself.
Yeah, this is not good for him, and people are going to look askance at him now when it comes to Jennifer Lopez, I think for sure. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar has revealed a second teaser image of the forthcoming Polestar 3 electric performance SUV and will debut its first vehicle to be built in the U.S. with production set to take place in Charleston, South Carolina. This news following the September announcement of Polestar's intention to list on NASDAQ in connection with its proposed business combination with Gores Guggenheim. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th Commission used Donald Trump Jr.'s text message in an attempt to implicate President Trump and Mark Meadows. But Mr. Meadows on Newsmax explains all the committee did was prove that they had no desire for protesters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Republican Representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Mark Meadows is our former colleague. He is a good man, and he is my friend. And this is as wrong as it gets. And I think deep down, everyone knows it.
Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
It's a sad day. I, like you, I remember Newsmax condemning what happened on January 6th. I remember, like you, many of the other Fox affiliates condemning what was happening. So it was not unique in that. It's how the left wants to portray it, as if somehow conservatives condone that. But here's what we don't condone. We don't condone a congressional committee using really someone who is honoring the executive privilege of the president that I had the honor of serving, and then going out and trying to use the very same information that was non-privileged to spin a story that would suggest that Donald Trump has something to hide or that Mark Meadows has something to hide. Neither of us have anything to hide. That's why we participated. But obviously, they're not about a real investigation. They're about advancing a political narrative.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into the fold here at 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Those of you who are new, or maybe you've heard me before in different incarnations because I've been doing radio stuff for a long, long time. Every once in a while my mind slips, or my tongue. What is it, the old expression? Do not put your mouth in motion. Put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in motion. That doesn't always happen with me. It's just a little warning for, again, some of the newbies on the DJV program. D is me. Jennifer Horn is here. Is the J? Well, two of the J's. Jay Kirshner is here, and Victoria Keelan for our overview of what's going on, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. And people are talking about both Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Garner for two different reasons. Jennifer Garner, former wife of Ben Affleck, apparently in the spotlight now because Ben Affleck has given her credit for his drinking, which is not a good smooth move on his part. And so that the chips will fall where they may with regard to that conversation, or at least that information. Meanwhile, J-Lo last night, I actually even watched this myself. J-Lo was on The Voice last night. And again, I'm not a big fan of these music shows. I think there are too many of them. Although
the
I do think
great,
The Voice
yeah,
is
The
good.
Voice is fun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So anyway, did you tune in last night? She was on The Voice on the stage with this new song, On My Way. This is from the new movie, Marry Me, which comes out when? When is that movie out?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Okay. Yeah, perfect. Appropriate. So also on the show last night was Coldplay. I was really surprised. They really, as the show got started and What's-His-Face was introducing everybody who was there, I was amazed that they had the kind of star power that they did lined up with all the coaches. The coaches themselves are all pretty big stars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Would you say all those
for
coaches
sure.
were
yeah,
big stars?
1,000%.
Yeah,
that's part
right.
of the appeal of the show, is that you're getting training essentially from some of the biggest stars, you know, in the country.
Yeah.
Which
and they're
is
paying
fun.
These people a lot of money, millions of dollars to be there.
Sure. Well,
why is that? I always forget the host's name, and I shouldn't because they're big
Carson
fans.
Daly.
Carson Daly, that's right, too. Anyway, so then there's Coldplay. And that Korean band, the boy band, but I couldn't quite understand. It looked like they were holographed in or something.
Yeah.
It was an interesting effect. What was that effect? Were they really there or were they not there?
I have a DVR and I didn't see that performance, but they've been live together, so it wouldn't surprise me
they
if there was sort of like a screen. Yeah, that, where they're kind of like using the backing vocals and them in from the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was an interesting effect anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I like Coldplay because they have some interesting sort of traditional pop stuff. I'm, as a jock when I was a young kid, my interest in music, other than spiritual and secular and sacred music that I sang in the choir, went to hit music, to pop stuff. And so some of the really big hits that have come from Coldplay have been things that have made it my wheelhouse, even though you tease me that I'm not too up on some of the current music. I'm getting better. I know, you know who some of these people are anyway. I'm very much a fan of the Ed Sheeran, Elton John Christmas song, that which you were hearing everywhere, right? It's a big...
Yep, that's a very good song.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, Coldplay, as long as we're talking about them, have withdrawn from a tour, Lil Nas X. Am I pronouncing that right? I guess it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The iHeart Jingle Ball tour. A lot of them have had coronavirus, so this was supposed to be the other night in Madison Square Garden. I guess they canceled that. And what other cancellations did they have? Are they doing a lot
of that whole Jingle Ball tour has now kind of been
Jonas
upended.
Brothers. Has it been?
Yeah, because now Bieber and Ed Sheeran have to do longer sets because Coldplay's out and Lil Nas X is out, and I think Doja Cat is out. It's just because all their crew, everybody has the virus. It's just nuts.
It's like the NFL.
And the NFL, yeah. And now the NBA, which hasn't had a problem traditionally. Mm-hmm. Now they've got a big problem with outbreaks.
Smacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just to go back to Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez for a second, is Jennifer Lopez going to be smart and say nothing about the interview that Ben Affleck did? Maybe chastise him a little bit? You know, privately.
What can she say? I mean, I don't put this on her. This is something that Ben Affleck said. But if I were her, I would look at it as a major red flag. Like, hey, if he's willing to blame the mother of his kids for his drinking, you know, what did he do about me and what will he do about me if things don't work out in the future? I would definitely think it's a warning sign.
Yeah, it really isn't a good look. All right, something else.
It's not her style to speak out on things like this.
No, I mean, she doesn't have much to do.
She stays in her lane.
She is politically, right? Nobody knows where she is politically, either.
Well,
really.
She sang at the inauguration of Biden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people sometimes when they're invited, really, and they say, no, I'm not going to show up.
A lot of people did that to Trump, yeah.
A lot of people said no, yeah.
Yeah, but don't you remember the story of Jennifer, when Ed McMahon, who was a great friend of mine, yours, ours, in... The Focus I remember once he told me a story. And I don't mean to be a name dropper. That's not really him telling the story. We were having dinner in Las Vegas one night, and I got onto he remembered doing the inaugural there, at least part of it, for Nixon. And he said when Nixon was the people who were in charge of his election called him up and said, "Would you be in charge of our inaugural ball?" And he said, "Sure, I'll be happy to help out." And he said they never asked him about his politics. They assumed,
no, they
shouldn't.
Think.
They had,
yeah,
no,
I think,
but
look, if people, I think it's so dumb when athletes were like, "I can't go because of Trump. I can't, you know, I can't go yeah. sing because of Trump." Look, if the president invites you to the White House, that's an honor. And as much as I don't like what's coming out of the Biden administration, if he wanted to invite me to the White House, I would absolutely go. You have respect for the office more than, you know.
Somehow
what I mean?
Like, you're not, just thinking you're not getting an invitation, though.
I'm pretty sure I'm not. Yeah, but, you know, yeah, if it were to happen, I'd take him up on it.
Les Emerson. Do you remember the group, the five-man electrical band? Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, it seems to me. Wasn't he involved in...
No.
That's not the same Emerson.
Nope.
Okay. Right, okay. Anyway, this is a group from Canada that had a number of hits in the 70s and 80s, but this is probably the biggest one. This was an early 70s song, wasn't it? Phil, you're an expert in this sort of stuff. I think it was early 70s, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah,
crank this up a little bit. It's a weird song, actually.
Jumped on the fence and he yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right? Put up a fence to keep me out."
You know, I'm laughing. This song reminds me of Phil. In fact, I could see Phil. He used to have long hair under his hat trying to get a job. How's that, Phil?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's only 77, but I'm guessing this guy's life
he had
life
COVID.
Was, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he had other issues, his wife said, that made
exactly.
him really susceptible to COVID.
Yeah.
But it's
right.
funny because, like, for Jen and me, and maybe Jay, too, like, I have only heard this song based on when I was a kid and when Tesla covered it, and it was a big
mm-hmm.
hit. And it went back onto the charts, and I thought they wrote it. I had, you know, no idea. And my dad was like, "That's an old song." I was like, "Is it?
It is.
It's
yeah.
just it's new." But
it was. I remember when talking about it, actually. I was. I started doing talk in 74, so I was a jock from 65 to 74. I remember, I think, playing it. But what more impressed me was remembering. There are a couple of stations when you drive across Arizona called the highway stations. And they would play this song with regularity because it was actually a song about a trip down Route 66, which is one of, for those of you who have never traveled in the Southwest and have never taken this drive, take the drive. It's one of the most, it's an inspiring, fun way to spend a couple of days. It really is.
Can you
is.
Pick up 66 from, like, Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Because exactly. I've taken, like,
that's
the 10, you know, from L.A. to Palm Springs, but... If you had, if you wanted to keep going east, can you pick it up somewhere?
You know,
around
I can't
there?
Remember.
Arizona. I don't think it actually goes through
New
Palm
Mexico.
Springs. It goes
no,
through
it
Barstow and stuff like
yeah.
that. So
right, it sort of stops.
I was
when you
on
go.
Route 66 on Sunday. How about
were
that?
You? Good for you. Yeah. Anyway, just as an aside for anybody who's wanting a nice trip in the warm weather area of the country. It's very cool.
Except for today, where you'd probably run into
rained
a lot
out.
Of snow on Route 66, and yep. it's 39 degrees in Los Angeles.
Oh, congratulations. The former NFL player Philip Adams had an unusually severe form of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is called CTE. This is when football, this is when anybody gets their brain beaten up. Gets, you know, into a situation where your brain degenerates. There are lots of, this has not been front and center for a while, the discussion of it, but it started what? And back in the 2010, 11, 12, 13, like in there, when people started focusing on all these football players who were dying early, because they were getting Alzheimer's and related diseases.
And ALS, too, was connected
right.
to this, which is really
yeah.
awful. And then
right.
you've got, on the other side, Aaron Hernandez, you know, who killed
a murderer,
you know, became a murderer and then killed himself. And now this guy, Philip Adams, who he killed six people and then shot himself. Yeah. And now they, and then his family, which I think was, you know, it must have been difficult, but his family said that they wanted his brain to be examined, and Boston University, I guess, is the CTE center, and they said that it was so severe, the level of CTE, that it just, you have no impulse control, you're paranoid, you are emotionally volatile, you're violent, and then it turns into, you know, killing people. So it's... it's really scary.
For those of you,
it really is. How many football players? I mean, they have 300, I think they said 315 former players have been diagnosed with CTE, but you can only diagnose it after you're dead.
You're dead. Right.
Yeah.
And all of those diagnoses have been done. A friend of mine runs a company in Denver called Seriscan. I've talked about them before on the air. And they're, one of their jobs is to evaluate football players. The NFL hired them because they have a very, they have a prioritized protocol, a software that analyzes areas of your brain. I've had it done to my brain a couple of times, see where the blood is flowing, and that sort of thing. And they've done it for the United States government soldiers who have suffered greatly with the same sort of thing. But sadly, again, as you say, there's not much help in it for the people who have it.
They're trying to find a biological marker like, in your blood, and so they're trying to find that so that they can maybe treat it while you're still alive before it turns, you know, into these horrible cases. But it's pretty scary.
Speaking of horrible cases, O.J. has been granted an early release from his parole, boys and girls. How about
must
that?
Must be for all that good behavior.
Right. And, you know, there's an interesting thing. We were talking about Ben Affleck and where he goes with the stuff. If he isn't careful, and there are the world is strewn with people who are celebrities who, you know, I mean, who had a better role in life than O.J. Simpson? Everything was his. At his footsteps. He
people
could
loved
do
him.
No wrong. Huh?
He was charming. People loved him.
Yeah, right. And then he does what he did, and the world falls apart. And
you know, maybe it's possible he has CTE.
That's what I was thinking, too. Maybe
right?
So.
We never really put that together, but who knows?
Very true. Because also the rules in the NFL were different at the time. You could do the hits to the head. You can't do it with a helmet.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's 74 years old now, so it's the end, close to the end of the line, you'd think. 47, almost 48 after the hour.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Time for one of our intelligence for your life portions of the program, if you will, to steal something from my friend John Tesh. This is not Tesh Talk. This is Tech Talk. And Victoria Keelan does a great job of putting together things, items of interest that affect all of us when it comes to technology, including our vulnerability in terms of using some of these devices and what sort of security or lack thereof we have here. So what's the approach to this is sort of a federal overview of what people are, you know, how
this is not
affected.
Good.
No, it isn't at all.
We often talk about cybersecurity and hacking and ransomware and all that stuff, and this is coming from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. That is CISA. That's the new Biden. Yeah, CISA. Yeah, right. It's the new Biden era component of the Department of Homeland Security, and this deals specifically with cybersecurity and infrastructure security. So, like, you know, utility securities and things like, and power grids and things like that. And so, anyway, so the director is a woman named Jen Easterly. She told industry leaders in a phone briefing that a vulnerability in a widely used logging library is one of the most serious, this is her quote, it's one of the most serious I've seen in my entire career, if not the most serious. We expect the vulnerability to be widely exploited by sophisticated actors, hackers, and we have limited time to take necessary steps in order to reduce the likelihood of damage. Now, this is a flaw called the Apache Log4j. That doesn't matter to, like, the average person, but if you see that in a headline, that's what they're talking about. So the issue is that an unauthenticated remote execution, meaning somebody somewhere very far away can actually hack into any one of these systems and take over the device. Now, we know that this has happened with, we've had this happen with the pipeline on the East Coast. We had this happen with the drinking water plant down in Florida, where someone saw a mouse, the mouse pointer, moving across the screen, and they weren't doing it. And luckily, the person caught that because the drinking levels of harmful chemicals were being inflated. And so, this is something that now, across multiple industries, and this isn't just in America, this is something that CISA has been working with Austria, Canada, New Zealand, and the UK. They all have the same issue, the same warning has been issued to them, and essentially CISA expects a lot of different bad actors to exploit this. They said it's going to take a sustained effort for organizations to become secure. This is not an overnight fix. This is not going to be fixed in a week or two, they said. This is something that, you know, this is why the Biden administration has been so on top of major corporations, hospitals, banks, local governments, utility companies. They've been on top of them saying, look, you've got a couple of months. We're giving you 6 months to fix all this or else we're in serious, serious trouble. And this can, anyone can do this. The Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, anybody can hack into this stuff.
Not a pleasant death. That would not be a pleasant surprise.
Pretty severe.
Yeah. All right. Up next. There are some Huawei, isn't that we pronounce it Huawei,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Connections, the China stuff, surveillance programs, more stuff that you need to know, but you're not going to like hearing it right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Victoria, what's the scoop? Now the final, or not the final, but more linking Huawei to China and the bad guys.
Yep, the Chinese tech company Huawei Technologies has long brushed off questions about its role in China's state surveillance, saying that, oh, hey, we just sell general purpose networking gear. No, don't look here. Well, a review by the Washington Post of more than 100 Huawei PowerPoint presentations, say that fast, many marked confidential, suggests that Huawei is way, way, way tighter with the Chinese government, not a surprise, than we actually thought. And so this is a good thing that the Western governments, including the U.S. and CISA, the agency that we just mentioned, they've blocked Huawei gear from being a part of any of the new 5G telecom networks out of concern that this is just spyware for Beijing. And it turns out that's kind of what it is. And this goes back to 2014.
Ah, man. We've dug ourselves such a hole. It's really amazing and very sad. Okay, 59 past.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.